Classic novels can carry many meanings. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christina Frohawk, professor of legal writing and lecturer in law at the University of Miami School of Law, explores one.
Legal fiction is popular, and fiction writing techniques are a powerful tool in the law. Lawyers take a page from novelists and focus on identifying a narrative within the law. A motion to dismiss, for example, might showcase the persuasive power of storytelling. The story emerges from the law. Now let's take a different perspective on legal fiction. Let's invert the focus and identify the law within a narrative. Consider Vladimir Nabokov's classic novel Lolita, a work of fiction but not obviously of law. We can read that novel as a prolonged sentencing memorandum. In criminal law, a defendant facing sentencing may file a memorandum to explain exceptional circumstances justifying leniency. In Lolita, the narrator, Humbert Humbert, is a defendant facing trial for raping his stepdaughter Dolores Hayes and killing his nemesis, Claire Quilty. Humbert Humbert dies in pretrial detention, but he leaves behind a prison memoir as an explanation of his crimes and a plea for leniency in court and public opinion, echoing the structure and goal of a sentencing memorandum. In Lolita, the law emerges from the story. The legal document and the narrative become one, with a distinct point of view in favor of the criminal defendant. This unity between law and narrative reveals a deep, essential goal shared by both genres, garnering sympathy. Any notion of law without sympathy thus rings hollow. And this essential link shines a new light on the law's role to promote justice. Justice must be measured at least partly as an expression of sympathy rather than solely as a cold calculation of costs and benefits. In the end, reading Lolita as a sentencing memorandum highlights both the legal and the fiction aspects of legal fiction and illuminates the humanity in all criminal sentencing.
That was Christina Frohawk of the University of Miami School of Law. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.